Hey, praise the Lord, everybody. Merry Christmas. It is Healing School. This is the last Wednesday of the month, and it also happens to be Christmas Eve. But we're having Healing School anyway. No matter what time you're watching this, hopefully you'll receive something out of this message. I have a few announcements, and then we'll jump into the Word of God. First off, tomorrow, obviously, because it's Christmas Day, our office will be closed. In addition to that, this coming Saturday, December 27th, there will be no corporate prayer coming this Saturday. So all you prayer warriors, you don't have to come in. You can just stay home and relax. Amen. Also, we will host our New Year's Eve service on Wednesday, December 31st, from 10 p.m. to midnight. Our first hour, we're going to start off with light refreshments and fellowship. The second hour, from 11 to 12, we'll have devote an hour to praise and worship, and of course, the Word. I'll be sharing, giving us a little teaser and sharing what our focus will be for the year 2026. Can you believe it? Wow. Dress is semi-formal. Amen? So come looking beautiful and dashing and have some fun with it. Amen? Also, on Monday, January 5th, we will kick off our church-wide 21-day fast. Okay, that's January 5th. That's a Monday, starts on a Monday. And so we'll be kicking that off. During the course of the fast, we'll be offering some healthy lifestyle workshops on the three Saturdays during the fast. That would be Saturday, January the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th from 10 a.m. to noon. And once we make those things available, you can register online on our website. All right? Okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you. As always, we thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name. God, we don't want to waste any time in your word. So, Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name, I pray for an anointing for healing tonight over these devices amongst us. We are gathered, two or three gathered. In your name. We're gathered here in your name. So that means, Holy Spirit, you are here with us, and we thank you for that. Holy Spirit, we trust you. We trust your power. We trust your anointing. We trust your effects. We trust your integrity. And so we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Well, I'm going to start off asking you a question. How would you like to make God happy, but you benefit from it? I'll ask you that again. How would you like to give God pleasure, but you be the one that benefits from it? Us, as his kids, benefit from it. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read Psalm 35:27. Okay, so if you have your Bibles, Psalm 35:27 says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually," that's important, not necessarily for tonight, but that's important. "Let them say continually," what we want to see manifest in our lives, we need to say it and say it and say it again. Amen? "And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure," there's one of my key words tonight, "who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." I ask you a question, how would you like to please God, make God happy, but you benefit from it? Well, I'm going to be sharing a couple of things with you. Now, number one, the word pleasure. So I'll give you a couple definitions so that we can understand what this verse is saying to us. That word pleasure, it means a desiring. It means delighting in. What will cause delight, God delight? It means to be pleased with, okay? The word prosperity, it's the Hebrew word shalom. How do we know? What do we know about that word? It means peace. We've known it to mean, we've learned over the years that peace and shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Amen? That word prosperity there, let me read that again. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure, who delights in the prosperity of his servant. Now, I wanted to say this. Number one, if I were you, now I'm just saying, if I were you, I would make the decision that I am going to be a servant of God. That means that we are worshipers of God and that we are, that word there, it means slaves. It basically means that we are servants of God, right? So it says he has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So, of course, it benefits us if we decide, oh, I'm going to be a servant of God. I'm not going to serve the world. I'm not going to serve the devil. I'm going to serve God and worship him. Amen? And then we can know that this verse is for us. Okay? So the word prosperity, it means completeness in number. What's that mean? Nothing missing. For instance, 10 fingers. 10 fingers. Completeness in 10 fingers. This is just an example. But prosperity, it means completeness in number. One of my main points is that prosperity doesn't mean money. It includes money. It includes financial prosperity, but it doesn't just mean that. That is, I remember Dr. Lamont used to say that money was the lowest form of prosperity, and all these other things that God gives us, they're more valuable than money. Amen. So prosperity, it means completeness in number. It means wholeness. It means safety and soundness in body. Okay. This is healing school tonight. That prosperity. So God has pleasure in the safety and soundness of our bodies. God takes pleasure in the completeness of our bodies. It also means, the word prosperity also means healthy. I'm sorry, I made a circle over my words. Healthy. What is this word? Yeah, it means healthy. It means health, prosperity, and welfare. Welfare means how well a person is taken care of. God cares about our welfare, which is complete. God wants to cover us. He covers our welfare. It's all around prosperity, all around care for us. It also means, the word prosperity also means peace and quiet, okay? It also means contentment. Hey, there's nothing like contentment. It means tranquility. So we want all these things. All these things God takes pleasure in us having. And guess what? We can have it. All right? So how do we make God happy? By believing him, believing his word, believing his promises, believing in him, that he wants us to be complete, that he wants us to be whole, that he wants us to have safety and soundness of body, that he wants us to have health, that he wants us to prosper, that he wants us to have a good welfare. Amen. Not like the welfare that we know about in the U.S. system. We're talking about God's welfare. And it means peace and quiet, contentment and tranquility. God has takes pleasure in that. Now, when we are healed, when we are whole, when we are not in any physical pain, when we are not in any mental pain, then that too gives God pleasure. And so we can make God happy by using our faith in the Word of God to walk in all of these things. Now, some Psalm 147. Now, I want to read Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Now, whenever in healing school, I want to emphasize that you start off right away. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I want you to start off mentally as soon as, you know, as soon as I start sharing the word in these healing school sessions, I want you to immediately get in that zone, you know, get your mind fixed on if there's sickness or disease in your body or your children or family. I want you to just focus. This is where I want you to focus your faith. This is what we're here for on the last Wednesday of the month, okay? Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." Not some of them, it says all. How many of you know when God says all, he means all? God does not exaggerate. He doesn't have to. Because he can match anything. He can satisfy anything. He can accomplish anything. So he doesn't have to exaggerate. Amen? As a matter of fact, with God, all things are possible. He heals all our diseases, all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. Look, sickness and disease is destructive. It's sickness and disease is destructive. Amen? I remember a great man of God. His name was Lester Sumrall. He said, and I've shared it with you, I'm sure, plenty of times. He said that sickness and disease was limited death. Sickness and disease are forms of limited death. They may not kill you, but death has a function in your life. It can cut off your income. It can cut off your joy. It can cut off your freedoms, right? Cut off your focus. You know, if you get migraines, that affects your focus. So sickness and disease, it's all a form of death, right? Which we've actually been redeemed from, okay? Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So we shouldn't be making jokes. I'm sure I've said this before. We shouldn't be making jokes about being old and we forget something. Oh, I'm getting older. Be quiet. Just be quiet. It's not funny. It's not funny, okay? So we see here in Psalm 103 that our healing is already paid for. Our healing is already paid for. Amen? And so we need to know that. 1 Peter 2:24, let's see, I know I wrote it down here somewhere. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, and that we, having died to sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." So Psalm 103, 1 Peter 2:24, it tells us, coupled with Isaiah 53, right, beginning in verse 1, that healing, it's already paid for. Healing already belongs to us. It already belongs to us. Healing from sickness and disease is already a spiritual reality. Healing, divine healing, it's already a spiritual reality, but to make it a physical reality, right? We have to use our faith. We must use our faith. Our faith is the connector between the things that we have in the spiritual realm. The scripture says that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And those things, a lot of those things, they're in the spiritual realm, right? So what connects what's in the spiritual realm that we need is our faith. I wanted to share a story which I've shared many times years ago when we were young Christians. We were very young in the Lord, and I had gotten a bladder infection. And I went to the doctor, and they told me I had something called chronic, which means you're always going to get it. It's going to keep coming back. You can take antibiotics, but it's going to come back because it's chronic. And it was called, they called it chronic cystitis. And it was where my bladder would not empty completely. We were young Christians. So late one night, we were laying in the bed. Dr. Lamont was already asleep. He was already asleep. The room was quiet. The room was dark. And I just laid there on the bed and I said, God, this doctor told me that this thing is chronic and that I'll never be free from it, that'll always keep coming back. And I didn't know that much about the word, but I had heard that if we, in the Bible, that you could lay hands on the sick and they would get healed. So I lay there in the bed and I laid hands on my own body, right? That's why I support that to this day, that it's not just you laying hands on somebody else. You can lay hands on your own body. So I laid hands on my own body. I said, Lord, they gave me this report and I don't believe it. I'd rather believe your word that says that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So I just laid hands on my stomach and all of a sudden my hand just started moving almost involuntarily. I know it sounds weird, but it was a great experience for me. And so to this day, I have never gotten that chronic cystitis condition back ever again. But my point is, my little faith, right? I call it little faith because we were young in the Lord and I didn't know that much about the Word of God. But my faith, God allowed me, He grew me up enough to allow my faith to connect with my healing, which was already a spiritual reality. And it brought that healing into my physical reality. So that's what we have to do. So we don't want to be confused. Like when we say, oh, how come I'm not healed? Well, just look at us. We have to look at us. Look at what we're doing. Because God, He's already provided healing for us. Amen? And so it's done. Our healing is done. There's no question. We've been forgiven of all our iniquities. We've been healed of all of our diseases, but God has given every man the measure of faith so that we can use our faith to receive all the blessings of God and all the promises of God. Amen. So I like to say that part of that, of course, aside from the goodness of God, we have to approach the kingdom of God and the word of God and the promises of God like children. Children trust in their caretaker. God is our caretaker. Amen? The Bible says that in 1 Peter 5, 7, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. We have to have faith that God cares for us and that he is our caretaker. And sometimes we just ask too many questions. Anybody besides me, you just overthink things. I am so guilty of that. I'll think things up one side and down the other. I just overthink things. And if I'm not careful, I can think myself out of something, right? Something that started off being, you know, because as far as the Word of God, we just take it for what it says, because God is not a liar. So we take the word, we have to take the word for what it says, but sometimes we just overthink the thing, we're trying to figure it out. That's not our job. It's not our job to figure out really how the word works, except that it works when we work it and when we use our faith to connect to and believe God for the promises of God. Amen. I also wanted to say that, you know, in my story or anybody's story, now, of course, Isaiah 53 says, whose report will you believe? So we have to get used to the fact that when we get any report, that thing is not etched in stone, okay? It is a report, and I'm not saying we totally ignore the thing, but we have another report, which is the Word of God regarding our healing. Amen? So God takes pleasure when we are healed. He doesn't like, he doesn't want to watch us suffering. He doesn't want to see us in pain. He doesn't want us incapacitated. He doesn't want us, you know, sickness and disease can affect your life where, you know, can cause you to be depressed or to be sad or to go broke. You know, it's not the will of God that we get sick and then we can't work, we can't earn money, and it's just one thing after another. That is not the will of God. Again, do you want to make God happy? By benefit, but you benefit from it, all right? Jeremiah 17. Well, let me read Psalm 147:11. It says, the Amplified Version says, the Lord takes pleasure, there's that word again, pleasure. The Lord takes pleasure in those who reverently and worshipfully fear him, in those who hope in his mercy and loving kindness. I'm going to read that again. Psalm 147:11, and Amplified. It says, the Lord takes pleasure in those who reverently, that's what we're trying to do tonight. We want to focus on, you know, and my whole point is to just, you know, when I teach on healing and stuff, I try to mix things up. And what I mean by that is come from this angle, come from another angle, you know, because it depends on where people are at the time. And sometimes we can get fretful when we're not receiving our healing because we're too focused on us. So tonight I'm just changing the focus. I'm just mixing things up. I'm changing the focus on forget about you and you struggling to be healed. Let's look at it at, hey, this is something that God delights in. God takes pleasure when I get healed. You know what I'm saying? So who doesn't want to make their parent happy, right? Who doesn't want to give their good parent, our Heavenly Father, pleasure? So we can give him pleasure by getting healed, by walking in wholeness. Why? Because he sent his son to suffer. By his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we were healed. So that means by his stripes, we are healed. But again, it's a spiritual reality that we have to use our faith to get that spiritual reality into the natural reality. And it's not a difficult thing. It's something that we are able and capable of doing. We just have to have the right mindset towards that. And knowing that that's the plan of God. Psalm 147:11, it says, the Lord takes pleasure in those who reverently and worshipfully fear him, in those who hope in his mercy and loving kindness. And that word hope, it typically means earnest expectation of good. So I want to encourage you tonight to have an earnest expectation of good, an earnest expectation to receive your healing from whatever ails you, right? And to have an earnest expectation of his mercy. Of course, God's mercy is God not giving us what we deserve or the consequences. God not allowing us to suffer the consequences of what we deserve, right? You may say, oh, I got this sickness because I abused myself. I drank too much when I was younger. I smoked cigarettes when I was younger. I was stupid getting out there at 55 and playing basketball. Uh-oh. And you did something to your Achilles tendon. Come on, you're not 25. I'm just messing with y'all. But we can do stupid things that cause us to suffer from sicknesses and diseases and injuries and, you know, other things. But the mercy of God, He will help us. He will have mercy on us and help us to receive, cause us to receive our healing, even though what we deserved from our ignorance or stupidity, we deserve to stay sick. But that's not God's will. That's not, He doesn't get any pleasure out of that. He gets pleasure out of us getting healed. Amen. And so tonight I want you to have hope in God's mercy and loving kindness. That word loving kindness is the Hebrew word hasid, and it means good deed. It means favor. It means God's faithfulness. It means God's mercy. Hasid is loving kindness, is God is not turning back. You can't, it's almost like you can't get rid of God. He's not going to breach His contract. He's not going to turn back from His covenant from you or with you. Amen? And so He wants us to have hope in that. So again, let's make God happy tonight. Jeremiah 17:14 says, "Heal me, O Lord." Listen to this. "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved." Listen, this is, so what's He saying? He's saying, Lord, just say the word. If you say I'm healed, I shall be healed. That word shall, that's the definite. If you say I'm healed, or if you healed me, then I'm healed. If you save me, then I'm saved. We would all agree that we're saved, no question. We'd argue anybody through the night to say that we were healed. Of course, we don't need to do that, but you know what I'm saying. So if God says in His scriptures that we're healed, then He's right. He's right, and we can stand on that. Amen? One last thing. So I mentioned something about overthinking things. So I did want to say, stop overthinking your sickness, right? Stop overthinking your healing. Stop making it complicated, right? Stop making it so difficult. It just means the word trust, when we have faith, that means trust in God. We trust in God. We take Him at His word. We just trust Him. Faith means belief. It means, faith means we act on us being persuaded that what God has promised, He will also perform. Amen? But healing is actually something that's already done. It's a spiritual reality that we just have to connect to and get it to operate in the natural. Amen? And that is so possible. So won't you give God pleasure today? Will you give Him pleasure by receiving healing today? I want to pray for you. I want to pray for those of you who have sickness and disease in your body, and you want to be healed from it. Amen? And God, again, God says, Jeremiah said, "Heal me, Lord, and I will be. I shall be healed." So can you say, "I shall be healed" tonight? Amen? Let's make God happy over Christmas. We're so thankful for, you know, Him sending the child. Child is born, a son is given, and we're celebrating Christmas and the birth of our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we're rejoicing in that. We're being thankful for that. Let's give God something to take pleasure in. Let's receive the gift of healing. How about that? you know, hey, let's do that. So I want to pray. I'm going to pray with you. Now, I tell you the definitions of sickness and disease usually on a regular basis. Sickness and disease, it's an abnormality, a malfunction, or a weakness in the human body or the human mind, okay? And so when something's abnormal, that means it's not normal. It's not the way that God intended it since before the foundation of the world. And I go back to the foundation of the world because once sin came in, then curses came in, family curses, generational sicknesses and diseases. You know, some people, they suffer from different diseases that get passed down in their family. So when I say if something's abnormal, it's not functioning normally. If something's malfunctioning, it's not functioning properly the way that it should. When something is weak, it's not in the strength that it should be since God created us before the foundation of the world, the way he intended, should I say. So sickness and disease was never in his, that was never in his plan. That became part of man's plan. But God's plan was to heal it and provide for our healing through Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm going to pray. And as I pray, I want you to lay hands, just like I shared that I laid hands on myself years ago to receive my healing. As I pray, I want you to lay hands on your body, right? And then we agree together over these devices. And that's why I prayed, I asked the Holy Spirit that the healing anointing would be present among us. Amen. And anytime someone watches this video, that the healing anointing would be evident. Amen. And so I'm going to pray. You're going to lay hands on yourself. If you've got 10 places, lay your hands on the 10 places. Or you can pick and choose the main one that you want. It doesn't matter, okay? But I want you to just think about giving God pleasure, making God happy as you receive your healing. It's going to please him. Let's give him something for Christmas. Let's please his heart. Amen. So are you ready? You're ready? So I'm going to say some things that I want you to repeat after me, okay? So I'm going to say this first. So we're going to start. Heavenly Father, repeat this after me. Say, Heavenly Father, we see now that us prospering includes being healed in our bodies and our minds. God, I'm sorry. Say, God, I'm sorry that I've been in agreement with this sickness, that I've been in agreement with this disease. I'm sorry that I've been in agreement with the doctor's report. Right now, I come out of agreement. I come out of agreement. Say that. I come out of agreement with this sickness. I come out of agreement with this disease. I come out of agreement with this malfunction. I come out of agreement with the abnormal functioning of parts of my body. I come out of agreement with this weakness in my body. Now I am no longer in agreement with it. It doesn't matter how long it's been in my family. I come out of agreement with it. It doesn't matter how long I've had it. For years and years, I come out of agreement with this sickness or disease right now in Jesus' name. Come on, I want y'all to say that. Heavenly Father, we give you pleasure today. Now lay hands on your own body right now. Go ahead, do it if you haven't already. Father, in Jesus' name, I'll pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I come in agreement with your word and with your sons and daughters listening to me today. In Jesus' name, I speak to every malfunction, every weakness, every abnormality in these people's bodies and minds. I command every sickness under the sound of my voice from A to Z. I command you to be gone now in Jesus' name. As a matter of fact, I curse the course of every sickness and every disease of the mind, of the body, of the brain, sickness and disease. You hear me. You hear me. You hear me now. You hear me. I curse the course of every sickness and every disease of the mind, the body, the brain, the muscles, the bones, the organs, the nerves, the immune system. In the name of Jesus, I curse your course, whether it's 6 years, 6 months, 6 days, I curse your course. I cut your course. Your course stops now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sickness, disease, I want you to know that the name of Jesus is above your name. That the name of Jesus is above the name incurable. Because of the name of Jesus, with the name of Jesus, there is no such thing as incurable. I curse your course and I command you to leave these bodies in the name of Jesus. I command every body part, including the mind, to begin to immediately function the way God Almighty intended it to function since before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Say, I believe I receive it. Come on. Say, I believe I receive my healing. Say, I believe I receive that the course is cut off of that thing that has plagued me and made me miserable and made me sick. Your course is cut off, stopped now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 God says he takes pleasure in the prosperity, in the healing, in the wholeness, in the safety, in the peace, in the health, in the contentment, in the tranquility, in the soundness of mind of his servants. Somebody say, I'm a servant of the Almighty God. And I believe God, and I believe I receive my healing from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. Hallelujah. Say, God, I am happy to make you happy today. Today, I give you, God, the gift and the pleasure of receiving my healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, everybody. I love you. And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Have a blessed one and a safe one. All right. I'll see you soon. Bye.